Okay, the topic will be from the Dapim at the beginning of the week on Birchas Kohanim. It's one of my favorite topics. It's also one of the thousand reasons I came to Eretz Yisrael. It's to be zeichet to Birchas Kohanim on a daily basis. I am exceedingly mad about my commitment to Birchas Kohanim. I'm here 28 years. This is the 29th year. I probably missed Birchas Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael maybe 3 or 4 times. Maybe. Or each time was an onus min hashamayim. It had to be an onus min hashamayim. I try to daven in minyanim to have minimally 2 kohanim or more lahem. Achotz the Rabbi and Rabbi Natam. It's a gemara over here in Ilan Amorim. So I am very fond of getting a bracha of Birchas Kohanim. So I'm going to begin with the gemara and dafam ches from Beis. Everything is in this handout, but I'm not going to make you crazy to look into the handout. If you have a Gemara in Saita, on top of the page, line number 4. Amar Rabbi Shua Malevi, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Misaveh LeBirchas Kohanim. Not only do we have a desire to be blessed by the Kohanim, but the Ribbono Shel Olam himself has a taiva, Misaveh LeBirchas Kohanim. Shenem Evesom Mushmi Al Bnei Yisrael, Vani Avarachem. There's a Rashi here that I have been my entire life thunderstruck by this Rashi. Says Rashi, the Sum which me, top of the page, Tola Akosav Adavra Bahem Lios Bracha Zo, Simas Shmo Al Amo. What is the nature of this bracha? Bisamu et Shmi Al Bnei Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam places, confers his name on Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, V'lo Asa Tzorach Yisrael, Ela Tzorach Mokom. This is not only a tzorach for Klal Yisrael, it's a tzorach hamokom. Dovah nifla mei. Ein lecha dovah nifla godo mizeh. That you have here a tzorach hamokom. So I once had the great schus of speaking to Hagoyin, Rav Avram HaKoyin Pam, Tzachasad Devracha, maybe 55 years ago, and this Rashi. I mentioned to him the Rashi, which he's quite familiar with, doesn't need my he'orah on the Rashi, and then he told me the following, which I have not forgotten, probably over 55 years ago. He said, there's a pasuk with Avraham Avinu, where the Torah says, Ki Yedativ, Hashem says, I love Avraham Avinu. Yedativ, Loshen Chiba. That's what the Ramban, and Rishonim write on the spot. Why does Hashem love Avraham Avinu? L'man Asher Yitzabe Hezbono V'Hezbeso Achrov, V'Shomu Derech Hashem, Laso Tzedaka U'Mishpat. Hashem loves Avraham Avinu because he obviously is going to transmit the Masorah, L'man Asher Yitzaveh, Ezbonav Yezbeis Ha'achra, B'shomu Derech Hashem, they're going to carry out the Derech Hashem, L'asos Tzedaka U'Mishpat. But then the pasuk continues, L'man Havi Hashem Al Avram, Eskol Asher Dibur Alav, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be able to realize the promises that he made to Avraham Avinu, that which he promised him. So, the pasuk is somewhat difficult because the end of the pasuk indicates Amanas lekalo pras leman havi Hashem al Avraham es hashedibir alav, and that's against the Rambam in Perek Yudachos Tshuva. Rambam has a famous yisod Perek Yudachos Tshuva, which Rav Soloveitchik felt speaks about Yom Kippur. He held that the quote from Apayim al zein shum makor, 10 prokim, 10 days of Tshuva. The first 2 prokim are 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The other days, intermediate, in Kesel Osar, the other prokim, the 10th parak of Yom Kippur. What's the 10th parak focused on? Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem, the person does everything. Leman Shmei Biava, Shalom Anasek Ava Pras. That's the entire Rambam. Avram, why is he called Avram Moavi? Shalom Anasek Ava Pras. This pasuk contradicts that. Kachamali Maran, Hagoin, Avram Hakoin Pa. So what's the pshat?
What's the
difficulty is, here we're speaking about Avram Avinu. He's the one who is the exemplar. Shalom Anasek Ava Pras. And here the pasuk says that L'man Asher Yitzaveh, why does Hashem love Avraham Avinu? L'man Asher Yitzaveh is born of his Beis Ha'achrav. V'shomu Derech Hashem L'asot Tzedakah U'Mishpat. L'man! Hovi Hashem Al Avraham Es Hashem Dibre Alav. So Hashem should carry out the promises he made to Avraham Avinu, all the schar that he promised him, all the compensation. But he is the, as I said, prime exemplar, Avraham Moavi. Shalom Anasek Ava Pras. So he told me the following. He said, he's the pshat in the pasuk. He said, the rotzon of Hashem is to be mashpia bracha on Klal Yisrael. The whole Tachlis HaBriya, okay, that's the Machlokes HaRishonim, what the Tachlis HaBriya is, but the Mekubalim, Rabban, and others hold the Tachlis HaBriya, Olam Chesed Yibona. That's what the Rabban writes in the context of the story that the Torah speaks about in the context of Lot and his daughters. Rabban cites that pasuk, Olam Chesed Yibona. By Abim Avinu, he's the Ohev Hashem par excellence. Hashem tells him to act in such a way, Avraham Avinu, that is, should act in such a way, he'll be roy l'kabel bracha, that he should be worthy of receiving a bracha. That's what he should do. Namely, l'mana she'etzav es b'na b'espeis ha'achem b'shomad ha'ach Hashem l'asu s'loko ha'mishpat. That's the ratzon Hashem. So in effect, l'man ha'vi Hashem al Avraham said, Rapam to me, it's not a tzarech Avraham Avinu, but rather, it's a tzarech ha'mokom. So he tells Avraham Avinu, don't do anything that will shtere the ratzon Hashem. Kach shamati v'pid kotcho, maybe 55 years ago, maybe a bit longer. Ze chakuk binivchei libi v'nishmati kvar asrot shanim.
Pashat doesn't say that it's our motivation.
B'seri gamor. I don't think he needs our askava. But anyway, b'chazol. Maybe your askava has some value. So in my askava, he doesn't need. Anyway, I just, by way of introduction, that this is a tzarech hamokom. The Ribbono Shel Olam is compelled, has such a constraining desire to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael. Of course, you're aware of the tefillas that Kohanim say before Nesias Kapayim, after Nesias Kapayim, what we call Duchenin. I remember many, many years ago when I first came to Eretz Yisrael in 1971. So then I was in Yeshivat HaKotel, and there I saw there were a lot of Kohanim, and the Sfadish Kohanim went up to the Duchen, and the Ashkenazim remained on the floor. So they apparently held the Duchen as Ma'akev. The Gemara speaks about Aliyah the Duchen, that going up on a higher kind of plateau. So the Achrenim actually discuss whether this is Dafka, Amokim Gavoa, or Lav Dafka, because the Gemara says that the Kohanim is Manamigdosh, Nasu Kapayim Ma'malos HaUlam. That's when they actually did the Sias Kapayim on the Malos of the Ulam. But the question is it Ma'akev? Pashup Shad is not Ma'akev. The Duchen is not Ma'akev. Okay, here there is a duchim, but in many places there is no duchim. Anyway, the chatchila, you should be ola al duchim. So the Gemara has insight to here. You can see the Gemara on Daf Lametes of Adal, the last 5-6 lines, that the Kohanim say, "Yiratzu b'fanecha Hashem Elokeinu, she'ti bracha zo she'ti v'sodu l'barich ha'samcha Yisrael, lo yehi ba michshol v'ovon." I think they add me'atav yad olam, and some add it should be a bracha shleima. So Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna, the Cheshek Shlomo, he's a very well-known giant. He said the name of his brother. There are two golden rods. So Avshalom HaKohen actually said the minog to be makri the Kohanim, the brachas, teva b'teva, mila b'mila, just like the Kohen Gadol used to be mona the hazos and Yom Kippurim, achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh. So a similar kind of halacha applies also to the Kohanim. Why kidesh lo yite? In order there shouldn't be any error. In terms of the Hazos, that's what the Gemara says in Yuma. So here also, in a similar kind of fashion, that they're the Hazos, Amakros. And here also, the Kohanim, we don't want them to make an error. And therefore, of course, you might ask, what's the error? What would be the problem if there's an error on the part of Kohanim? And the answer is, the error would be Allah, below Tigra. Tulsa says that the Gemara says, the Pasuk Chumash, that we have Allah, a Baltesev, a Lav of Baltigra, just like you're not allowed to be Mosif, you're over on Baltesev, so too Baltigra. So we ask a bracha shlema, so there shouldn't be any problem of Baltigra. There shouldn't be any giraon as far as the bracha is concerned.
So,
what was that?
Beseder.
Bitlase again is less of a problem than Baltigra, which is a Lav. So that's why the Gemara we had actually earlier in Saita, when we speak about something which is kala, what's called kala, there's no lab involved. That's how the Rishonim right over here in Saita. Okay, but that's not, I discussed it last week actually.
Every day's a bit less, they never do.
Okay, that's the reason why many wanted to introduce Bechaz Kohanim, Mechutzaretz, and all kinds of Menashamayim, Simonim, they didn't permit them to do so. Here, but we encounter, the yeshiva goes to, we go to Tzfat every year. I don't go, I'm not, that's not my area. I get rarefied. I'm learning Saita, I'm learning Zvachim. Anyway, Bikitsa, so there they have a practice which I don't fully grasp. I've been to Tzfat a few times. They only duchen the Musaf, with the exception of Chassidei Breslov. That's the only time I daven Chassidei Breslov in order to get duchen in the Shacharit. What?
It's very awesome.
Yeah, not just Tveria, anywhere north of that area, Haifa, that's what Rabbi Sher Yishukon, Zechayim Lebracha, tried to reintroduce Rechakonim in up north, and he was not successful. Why not? It's a mitzvah saseh, three mitzvah saseh, for goodness sakes. It's amazing that this, or in days of the Vilna Gaon, of Chaim Balozhin, a lot of stories. Okay, that's not my issue right now, but I'm just saying that it could be that the Avon here is also, there's another Avon that's involved. When the Bracha says here, Shalei Bashum Mikshal Avon, the bracha has to be bi'ava. W.A.D.U.A.D. Mr. Brewer quotes from the Zohar that this is the only bracha that we have where the nusach is bi'ava. Kain d'racha ma'amal yivarech. The kain where, God forbid, there's some tina b'libo, negative one of the kohanim, or negative one of the kohanim has a problem with one of the mispalalim. That's why I would never be able to do b'chas kohanim. But anyway, if there's a tina b'libo, negative somebody in the shul, so then there's a sakona to make the bracha. It could be that's the pshad over here in the bracha of bi'ava. I mean, I heard from... I'm very makbid. I have this few shigyonot, more than a few. But one of my shigyonot is the yashikach to the kohanim. I do so on a daily basis. That's a yashikach. I've been doing it for years. People told me the reason why they don't do it, Mr. Brewer mentions it. Mr. Brewer mentions Yir Yasher. That's Lashem Mr. Brewer. I taught Hilchos Birchas Kohanim about 25 times. So in Kuf Chav Ches, that's where he writes Halacha Mr. Brewer. But what's the market for that? The answer is, they say from Avshalom Hyman and from others, a kohen who can give a bracha bi'ava is worthy of a yashikach. Someone who loves all the Klal Yisrael to such an extent. Okay, I'm just, all this by way of a little hakdama to the whole, to the entire discussion. Now, I want to... It's not market.
So I have that idea. I'm wondering, is there a value besides, and it'd be more comfortable for the Kohen and for the feet, that we place something on the floor so they hold even
the... I know, that's called... The question is, what's called Aliyah Leduchen? That's also discussed by Poskim. Is there a shear in terms of height?
No shears, then even a half a centimeter.
Okay.
Is that
one arm?
But it's not Ma'akev. The rug is not for that reason. Right, right. That's the reason for the rug, mitzad the Gemara Megillah. That's the reason why we have, the same as we have the bowing on Yom Kippur and all that, we put the rug there, whatever kind of item to interpose. But that's not based on that. But the Duchen is a discussion, how high. Is there shear for this duchen, or there's no shear for the duchen? But anyway, the mice says tamaki. I want to just comment on a few gemaras here that have always bothered me. The gemara is tekasha and lametesim and aleph, my mevarech. The gemara asks another question over here. They asked Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, b'meh harach tayom, the two gemaras in Shas that have somehow the lahavdil, the pons de leon, if you're familiar with him. Anyway, with the source for longevity. So the two gemaras in Shas. One is over here, and one is in Masechet Megillah. So here he says, and then the Gemara says, "My mevarach." The Gemara quotes the bracha, "Asher kiddushon b'dushas shel Aaron." So Yavon mevarach hasam b'yisol b'yava. What in heaven's name is the nature of this? What's the chiddush? Of course, you make a bracha. It's a mitzvah. There are several mitzvahs involved here. And Chazal mesakin the bracha of Lasiyosa. So the two Rebbeim says he was mesakin the bracha. Wow, what a chiddush! He was the one mesakin the bracha. And the Gemara would seem to perhaps also indicate that maybe he's the one who's the author of this bracha. It's not 100% clear to me. I looked around actually and we've shown him to see that. I'm sorry?
Where do we see that he's...
Andaf lametesim and aleph.
No, I'm saying, where do you see that he's the author of the bracha?
You don't. It's not explicit. But if you look in look at the entire Gemara, starting from the middle of the page, on lametes, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, they asked him about arichas yomim, and he had a number of eitzot, not to make a bekneset kapandaria, not to be posea Rosh Yom Kodesh, not to be nosea kapayim b'li bracha, mayim mevarech, and the Gemara continues, and again, the theory of is medayik from the continuum of the Gemara. It's not mochoch, as I said, fine, I'm just indicating that there's another more important issue, which I'm not going to discuss, but it's a very significant issue as far as Shomea Ka'oneh. It's a halachic issue. Is there a din of Shomea Ka'oneh regarding Bichat Kohanim? Let's say a Kohen is very, his voice is sarud legamri. He can't speak. So now, can he be Yotzei by listening to a bracha of one of his fellow Kohanim? So, simple pshat, there's no din of Shomea Ka'oneh when it comes to Bichat Kohanim, because it's Halach of Kol Rom, one of the Tanayim in...
Bichat
Kohanim itself. Good. I mean, you're asking, for the question was regarding the bracha. It could be, whenever there's a din of... The Gemara here has many drashot. If you learn the Gemara, you learn the Gemara Daf Yomi. I'm not sadly into Daf Yomi. I just do it in Iyun. But I do read the Gemara Rashi. I read 7 block with Rashi. I read it. Pshutukim Asherol. Anyway, so the whenever there's an Inyan of Aniyah always requires, for example, Rashi by Bikurim in Kisovo. V'yonisa v'amarta. So Rashi says over there, L'shon haramat kol. And they bring many riots from other areas of Aniyah that it requires Haram at Kol, whenever there's a din of Kol Ram, as there is by Bichat Kohanim, there's no Halacha Shemei Kohanim. This is discussed by the Turiyevin and by the Chazanish and by the Netziv and by many, many poskim assume there's no din of Shemei Kohanim when it comes to Bichat Kohanim. But you are correct in terms of what is the issue? Is the issue of the bracha? Is the issue of the actual? Because there are a number of tanoim here that Gemara mentions for Nesias Kapayim. Amida has to be by Amida. Lashon HaKodesh, that's also a requirement. Nesias Kapayim, you have to be. And the issue of the Kol Ram. So if it's with Shomei Ka'oneh, it's Ka'oneh, but it's not the Kol Ram. Doesn't create Kol Ram in Mela. So that's why, perhaps for Kiddush it works, but not for Kol Ram. Kiddush doesn't require Kol Ram, just requires that one should be Yotze, one should be Motze, someone else be Kiddush. And this is, as I said, a question which is discussed by many poskim. I want to just mention as well.
Kohen whispers the bracha. Did he make a bracha by Kalon?
Some claim yes. Some claims you don't hear. That's a question that David asked. Is it going on the Birchat Kohanim or on the bracha itself? The Birchat Kohanim has to be the Kol Ram. That's clear from the Gemara. One of the Tanoim I mentioned here in these three blot is that I'm not going to also discuss another issue which is also on my mind, and that's the issue of the Nesias Kapayim only on, as we mentioned before, not on Shabbos, only on Yom Tov, and not in Chutz Laaretz. I mean, I'll tell you, there's so many reasons given for this. Each one's more difficult than the other. Each one's more dachuk than the other. And the most dachuk reason, my parents, Aleihem Hashalom, made Aliyah at one point in time, and my father was astounded by the fact that here they do Birchas Kohanim, and in Chutz Laaretz they didn't do it. And my father then pointed out, I showed my father the Ramon Shulchan Aruch. Ramon says, the Shulchan Aruch, the reason why we don't do Birchas Kohanim in Chutz Laaretz is because Trudim b'michyatam upanasatam. There they are Torah in Panasa. My father said, what? Here there are no Tirdot in Panasa. My father was astounded by that language of the Ramon. Couldn't understand the Bechlal. Here there are no Tirdot. So I answered my father in my usual joking fashion. I don't always answer the question properly, but I have a joking side to me as well. That's what you do when you become a Rav, become an entertainer. So in the joking side, so I said, you know what it says in the Almighty Dollar? It says in God we trust. So I said, here in Eretz Yisrael, that's what it means. Here we have Emunah, we have Bitachon and Hashem. Otherwise, we won't be able to survive in this country, neither economically, socially, politically, any other way. For that matter, it's all the Almighty above. And in Chutz Laaretz, they believe in the Almighty Dalab, Shulchan Mashmo. That's what it means. Trudim, b'michiyasa r'panasasa. My father didn't think that was the Pshat in the Ramah. He probably is right. But then I told it to three other Gedolei Yisrael over here. Rabbi Nevinsol told me, Zelo Abshat Ramo, I was a cute ma'od. That's what he thought, it was very cute. He thought it was very cute, Rabbi Nevinsol. Okay, Bekitzer, I'm not going into that area. I could talk about that too, but I'm not going to discuss it. What I want to talk about, and you have in the pages in front of you, a rather lengthy.
They could be part of Eretz Yisrael also, but they're mocking around themselves, but we don't.
Okay, but if you look at the language of the Ramah, it's not so simple. I want to comment on the psukim here, and on page number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of this handout. So these psukim are bothering me. They're quoted by the Gemara here a number of times. On page number 1, you have the Birchas Kohanim, and you also have, going on to the next page number 3, you have the psukim that the Gemara cites here in Sota, in these sugyas, Barichos. Vayisa Aaron es Yodov Elaom Vayavarachem. Everyone see that? And then going on, page 5, Moshe Aaron, so here we have two psukim, which seemingly maybe one duplicates the other. Pasuk Chav Bet says, there's some bracha. And then the Pasuk Chav Gimel, again, what is the nature of these brachas? So you look in Rashi. Rashi on the spot says, the first one, Chav Bet, it's Bichat Kohanim. Says Rashi, Yivor Rechicha. That's the way it should be pronounced. Yivor Rechicha, which I tell Kohanim all the time. Also, don't listen. The doggish is on the Mil'el. Yivor Rechicha. And then Yo'er. And then Yisor. I'm not getting into it right now. I beg of you. I've looked into this matter by Richos for years and years. Anyway, so Rashi says in Chabad that the obligation is to bless Klal Yisor B'chol Yom in the Migdosh after the Hakavas HaTomid, after the Haktaras HaKtores. And Rashi says over here that the second bracha in Chav Gimel, Moshe and Aaron together said it. What is that? A tefillah. Yehi ratzon shetishrei shechina b'maasei yadecha. That's what Rashi learns, the two psukim. One bracha refers to Birchas Kohanim, One bracha refers to a tefillah, shetvish hashina, masi yadechem. So we understand, according to Rashi's explanation, why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu is not mishtatev in the first bracha? Obviously, only Aaron is involved in that bracha, because we saw the Gemara as well. The Gemara said, Vayisa Aaron es yadav, that obviously a zar is not allowed to make bichas kohanim. Someone just had a chasid the other night. There is this practice, I don't exactly know where it comes from, but the practice that they asked me, the Masada Kedusha in Chutzar, they asked me, there was a family of kohanim, Mishnat Stodim. So all the kohanim in the family want to give the chasid and kalu a bracha. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but the question is, how should they go about doing it? It's at nighttime. They have to shkia, have to taste. The dinner bechas kohanim is only by yom, not by laila. That's a tumble with the ila. Maybe I'll discuss it, maybe I won't. But anyway, so what should they do? And should they also spread their hands? Do they make a bracha? Yes, we all kinds of kashas. Of course you don't make a bracha. Rome shoot it. But can you do bechas kohanim by laila? Is there an isa b'davar? What they're doing? Yivar, rechecha, then Hashem, bishmarecha. I said no. And that seems to be a practice that takes place when you have a lot of kohanim around. Okay, but going back
is
to here,
the
no, there's no need for a makri, no need for any other things. None of the halacha supplies, not really bechas kohanim. The Torah Tumimah has a comment. Rav Soloveitchik mentioned it once in Shia, a comment in the Torah Tumimah, and I saw this when I was a kid. That the rabbi of the synagogue that I daven as a kid, his eye wasn't a kohen, and he's to give a bracha to the bar mitzvah brachim, but with one hand. This way, it would not be classic bichat kohen. Okay, but back over here. So now we have two psukim.
What about Friday night?
They also do that. What did you do as a rav? That's what you did?
No, but what about your children?
I'm talking about with children.
Your own children.
Okay, so I'm not into that. I'm a terrible litvak. I actually do say once a year, Erev Yom Kippur. That's what my father did. That's what I do. You probably do it also. Also, same thing, Baruch Hashem. You know, I have a lot in common. I don't want to call him a cold litvak, but I'm a cold litvak. Anyway, so the kids are, so the here there are two psukim. One pasuk, as I said, we don't understand why. Birchas Kohanim is not the first pasuk. I see Gemara Ksubas. The Gemara Chavdal, Kol Sivarchu, Atem Lo Zorim, and Lava Bamacha Asay Asay. That's a very famous Gemara. Fine. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was Mishamish, Ba'avodas HaKarbonos Kol Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, the Gemara says that he wore a Cholok Lovan, like a kind of white kittel. V'choli b'kotche shamayim, Moshe Gemara is in Tainis Dav Yedal, the Gemara in Zvachim, Abed Vosso, and Kuf Aleph. So even though Moshe Rabbeinu serves the Kohen Gadol, however, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu with Mishamish, with this, what I call Cholok Lovan, but he cannot be Mishtadev B'chas Kohanim, because just like Moshe Rabbeinu, for example, could not, when Miriam became a Metzora, when she became afflicted with Tzaraas, so Moshe Rabbeinu was not able, Lahasgir as Miriam, even though he's a Kohen Gadol, but as far as Riyas Negoyim, as it's in Zah. Moshe Rabbeinu is considered to be a Zah regarding Riyas Negoyim. He doesn't have the status of a Kohen. And the reason the Gemara says, Riyas Negoyim, it says in the Pasuk, Aaron Ubanov. That's a clear exact Hakosav. Only Aaron Ubanov are involved in Riyas Negoyim. So we see that apparently, whoever says Aaron Ubanov, Moshe is a Din Zah. What does it say here in the beginning of the Psukim by on page 1? Daber al Aaron. Dafka, who is involved? Only Aaron Nubana. Moshe Rabbeinu is a din zar. Okay, so that's according to Rashi. Now take a look, the Ramban. What was that? Aaron Nubana. But then again, there's a separate Hirash show of Moshe Rabbeinu during that Shivas Miami Luim that the Gemara says, Kohen Gadol Hayah B'chali B'Kachi Shemayim. That's in Lashon Gemara, Zvachim there, and Kuf Aleph. But Dafka, that was Hirash show. And there's also, there's a Tyson of the Zara there discusses how Moshe Rabbeinu was Mishamish as the Kohen during Shivas Mei HaMiluim. But I'm saying that wherever it says Aaron Ubanov, generally it's limited to Aaron Ubanov. Okay, now look at the Ramban. And the Ramban, I Xeroxed it. The Ramban is found here. You can see on page number of this handout, page number 3, page number 4, Ramban is Cholik and Rashi. So Ramban says something very fascinating. I'll summarize it. You can read it while I'm summarizing it if you don't mind. The Ramban says, according to Rashi, he said, the Pasha of Kol Sivarchu is Bnei Yisrael. Really, this pasha that's found Kos Baruch Bnei Yisrael, really, there's a pasha before this, namely the pasha of Chumash HaPkudim, the pasha by Midbar, really come before this pasha, based on the klal in Muktam Bucha Batorah. But he brings a smach to Rashi over here because near this pasha it says Vayi Biyom Kalos Moshe Elokim Esamishkan, but he's cholek on Rashi in the following sense. He's holding on Rashi, and he says that when it says over here, "Vayisa Aaron es yadav el Aharon vayivarchem," that pasuk is not bichas kohanim. But the Ramban said, "What was it like?" He compares it to bichas Shlomo Hamelech B'shas Chanukah Savais. When the Chanukah Savais took place, so there's a psuk in Memlachim Al Perches. There it says, Vayifros Kapav Hashemayim, Vayivarches Kol Kal Yisrael. So that's what we're talking about, not Bichas Kohanim. But it's similar to the bracha given by Shlomo HaMelech to all the Kal Yisrael. That's what the Ramban writes here. Even though the Ramban cites a brisa in Toras Kohanim that sounds like Rashi, Vayivarche, and the brisa says, he quotes it, Zu Bracha Sluma. We don't know what the word Vayivarche means. She'ein atoyodeh mahi. V'chazu ha'kosu v'pir shahalon yivarechicha Hashem v'yishmerecha yisra v'yosem. So apparently you see, from the Toras Kohanim, the first bracha was Bichas Kohanim. But the Ramban himself asks the kasha from this brisa, which seems to support the position of Rashi, and the Ramban has two approaches to be miyashir this stira. One, he said, the Toras Kohanim comes to teach you that we should not err, we shouldn't make a mistake and think that Aaron, the bracha he gave to Klal Yisrael was Bichas Kohanim. Not correct, but rather, the Toras Kohanim says, this bracha that Aaron gave the people, stumahi. It's a bracha which is satum, a bracha that's cryptic, and doesn't tell you what it is. But the bracha, shenistavu ha-kohanim l'dorot nisparsha, that bracha which kohanim are obligated to give l'dori doros, that's explained, v'yishove b'chal ha-kohanim l'olam. So the brisa to us kohanim, it comes out, the hefech of Rashi. Secondly, the Ramban says it could be that maybe that Rashi is correct. The bracha of Aaron of our parsha is Bichas Kohanim, Yevorechicha, and the like. But now, the Chiddush is, that the Siyas Kapayim, Liyom Zeh. And later on, that halacha required us to give that bracha, Lo Levana of the Sol Kol Adoros. Okay, the reason why I'm saying all this, because the Ramban here, regarding the second bracha in Chof Gimel, the Ramban does not say what that was. Mashmo said the Ramban holds that that bracha is the same bracha as the bracha Rishona. If the first bracha was Bichas Kohanim, the second was Bichas Kohanim. As it comes out, according to Ramban, both of them could be Bichas Kohanim, which is, I found actually a Ravid in the Ravid actually
the
has.
One is by
you're right, but that itself is not.
But it must have been in the same book then.
Right. But it's not, again, I'm not sure you can bring a Ravid Mukhacham that. I found a Ravid in Toras Kohanim. We do the Lashon of the Ravid. The Ravid says that Hareini Don, Yurida to Una Bracha, Shinema, Vayisa Aaron, Siyoda, Balaam, Vayvarch, in that first Pasuk, Vayer, Measos, Achatos. And then it says, Vayav, Moshe, Vayaron, Vayvarch, Saam, Ma Yurida, Mein Avoda, Avia, Mein Avoda. So since the Toras Kohanim calls the second Bracha Mein Avoda, Mashmah, it's Bechas Kohanim, because only Bechas Kohanim is called an Avoda. That's what the Gemara says here in Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara says, Bechas Kohanim is Dafka Bamida. Taisus here says, in Lamed Ches, because someone who does the avodah b'yeshiva, mechal avodah. That avodah is not considered to be avodah, it's avodah mechudala. So now it comes out, basically, you have here, in these psukim, I would say three different opinions in Rishonim, how to interpret Pasuk HaBet, Pasuk HaGimel. What exactly are the three positions? First is the position of Rashi that we saw, and it's interesting, what Rashi says here, as I pointed out a moment ago, Rashi holds that there are two different brachos. As I mentioned, one bracha refers to the Bichas Kohanim, and the other bracha Rashi learns is not Bichas Kohanim, but rather the other bracha Rashi says refers to the bracha, which is a kind of tefillah on the part of Moshe Aaron. That's the Shittas Rashi. Shittas Ramban, we just read, in the first Pshat of Ramban, the two brachas are together at tefillah, and the Rabbi Shita is that both brachas are Bichas Kohanim. So that's how the Rishonim line up here regarding understanding of these two psukim. So now there's a question which is discussed. And this question is based here also on the Gemara and Saita. If you have the Gemara and Saita on Amar Ches, so you'll see what I would like to discuss, another very fundamental issue in Bichas Kohanim.
Rashi brings the same to his planet
of the Raven. What was
that? Rashi also brings the same to
his planet. He seems, yeah. But again, Rashi... No. The Raven clearly says both are Bichas Kohanim. Rashi does not do that. Rashi understands the first bracha to be Bichas Kohanim and the second bracha to be a tefillah on the part of Moshe Aaron, both of them participate in this tefillah. But here in the Gemara, Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara says, Kosu Varchu B'Nesias Kapayim. Ata Omer B'Nesias Kapayim. O Eino Elo Shalom B'Nesias Kapayim. Nema Kan Kosu Varchu B'Nema Lahalam Ayisa. Ma Lahalam B'Nesias Kapayim. Avka B'Nesias Kapayim. Then the Gemara quotes, Abnasin Omer Eino Tzarech. You don't need Gzer Shava. It says, Harei Omer, Hu Banam Kol Ayomim. Makish Banav Lo. Ma Hu B'Nesias Kapayim. Ma Ban B'Nesias Kapayim. You see the halacha that you require nisias kapayim for bichas kohanim, and that's how the Rambam passes halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Also, you have in these pages actually I see Rax both the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch regarding this din of the Siyas Kapayim. The Rambam has a very good Dalach Tefillah. You can see it if you want. It's not important, to, really critical to see it inside. But the question I want to know, and this question is bothering me literally for a long time, the Siyas Kapayim, namely this idea of, how do you translate it, of spreading the hands, I'm not sure how you translate the Siyas Kapayim. Is the Siyas Kapayim part of the Mitzvah B'chas Kohanim? That means I want to know, is that Ma'akev, even B'di'evin? That act of Prisat Kapayim, that act of Siyas Kapayim? And let's say you make a bracha without the Siyas Kapayim, so then you have a kind of mitzvah. That's why I told the people there on the wedding not to do with the Prisat Kapayim, just to say the bracha of the Bichas Kohanim, without the bracha itself, without Bichas HaMitzvah, and just say the bracha without Prisat Kapayim. So that's the question. Is this Ma'akev? Be Eved as well? Means you're not the kind of mitzvah without Prisat Kapayim? Or do we assume, no, it's not a chelek built in Nifra B'Yetzim HaMitzvah. It's not integral to the Kiyum HaMitzvah itself. It's a Hidur mitzvah, it's a Hechsher mitzvah. And the Nafkamina, there are plenty of Nafkaminas. Number one, Nafkamina Rishona, which to me is the most important Nafkamina. When do you go ahead and make the bracha, the Bichas Kohanim, Asher Kiddushanu, be the Shosha Shel Aaron? The din is, of course, you have to make a Bichas HaMitzvah, Oyu Las Yosan. You have to make it before the Maisa Mitzvah. So if you assume that the Siyas Kapayim, a priest Kapayim, is an integral chelik of the Yetzim HaMitzvah, then you have to make this bracha before they actually do the priestess Kapayim, before they actually spread their hands, they have to make the bracha. If you assume that it's not a chelik of the Yetzim HaMitzvah, but rather it's simply a Hidur Hechsher Mitzvah, then they'll make the bracha after they do the priestess Kapayim, Lord, that should not be over the over. That's the deal that the Magen Avraham and many other poskim make regarding the Lashon of the Gemara, which is found several times in Shas, Kol HaMitzvahs, Mevorech Alein, Oyvel HaSiyasan. Why doesn't it say, Kodem HaSiyasan, Lifnei HaSiyasan, Samach HaSiyasan, all the different, that's the deal of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is Bedai because the Lashon of Over means literally directly before. Tyson Sukkah raised the question regarding what people do. I think Dominica Olam is to invert the Esrog, and then to make the bracha, and then re-invert it. But the Gemara says, you only yotze gedar kedila son. Atze shita momdim, has to be dar kedila. So that, but the briskas don't do that. And I don't do that either. Our Salvation didn't do that either. Neither the Havar Lichensin. What we do is that we keep the Esrog in the proper way. And we have in mind not to be yotze till after the bracha. So that's much closer. That's Bamish Dumag and Avram. I don't know if you do that. You don't do that. Wow. You probably
that's
follow.
It.
That's
it. Yeah.
What? Okay, that's a discussion. Right. Can you have negative kavana? But the Pashup shot is that the Taisha suggested. It's not a suggestion. Balei Taisha mentioned in that they give a whole series of, you know, I saw once in shul many years ago as a kid, one of the Balabati, what did he do? He didn't invert the Esrog, he inverted the Lulav. That was cool. I asked him. So he asked. So then I questioned him as before my bar mitzvah. So he told me he finds that to be more somehow palatable than inverting the esrog. Why? Because he's worried about his esrog chas v'sholom. He spent, I don't know, a fortune of money for it. Lulav cost him peanuts, and therefore he preferred to invert the lulav. So I said, I don't think that's the correct thing to do. Only because
it's more delicate in the esrog to flip the lulav than the esrog.
Okay, that's the point. That's exactly okay. But say that. Okay,
that's reasoning that a little makes sense.
Fine. Okay. But anyway, what is the minhag today? Going back to the original question, namely, is the Siyas Kapayim integral to the mitzvah, or is it not an integral part of the mitzvah? It's just a Hidur mitzvah. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. This seems to be a big machlokes haposkim. If I'm not mistaken, that we basically make the bracha, the Kohanim Aparis Yudayim, and then they make the bracha, which is mash. That's me. I'm not supposed to look, but it's all right. My father used to, I forgot the name of that work. My father used to read it to us when we were little kids, 4 or 5 years old. Asabel. Nathan Asabel. What is the book called?
The Treasury of Jewish.
Not Jewish humor. Treasury of Jewish folklore, something like that, one of those jobs. So he writes over there, you look one time, Gemara in Chagiga, Tezayin, called Mistakel Eno Chaos. But it's only Mistakel. Mistakel means the Magen Avraham, like Mistakel means a penetrating look. But my father used to hold me down when I was 4 or 5 years old on the Shul Shri Golem. And then I was escaped, and I ran running under the Kohanim to see what exactly is going on, what kind of heebie-jeebies going on over there. So I remember that, so my father told me not allowed to do that. You look, God forbid, Eno Chaos, but I only call him Mistakel, if it's Histakelos. And so he writes over there, Asabel, that If you one time, one eye is blinded. Two times, both eyes are blinded. Something along, I don't know where we got that from. But anyway, but the meaning is clearly, as I said, that we do, we make the bracha after Pisa Yadayim. However,
there's some kohanim who keep their hands like this and then they stretch their hands.
That is true. There's an achot. I want to read, I didn't Xerox it, but I saw it again this morning in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Balatanya, even though they don't paskin like the Balatanya, they paskin like a sefer called Shahar Kilo. The Chabadnikim. I have two Chabadnikim in my shir, come out every year. I get Chabadnikim who join me for some reason. Anyway, so the Malach of Baal HaTanya, he says, the Kohanim should make a bracha, asher kidishonu lifnei nesias uprisas kapeh. Probably held it's a chelek nifrad from the Etzim HaMitzvah. It's part of the integral to the actual Kiyum HaMitzvah itself. I thought, by the way, this is the subject of Machlokes Tanoim here in Saita. The Tanakama Rav Nosson. Tanakama says, you learn on the Siyas Kapayim from Ko Sivarchu. And there it says, Vayisa Arnas Yodav Elam Vayivarchen. And wherever it says, Ko Liikuva Mashma. Ko, the Gemara says, is Ma'ake, the Lashon of Ko. The way Rabbi Yehuda said, by the din of Lashon HaKodesh, how do we know Lashon HaKodesh? Ko Sivarchu. So there also, Ko Sivarchu is Liikuva. It has to be, even though El Ne'amar B'Choloshin, the first Mishnah in El Ne'amar, because of this has to be Dafka Lashon HaKodesh. Ko Liikuva, that's how he learns it out from. And Taisa says over there, Taisa says here, that the Rabbanan lo mashma ko liikuva. That's only if you darshin, as I said, ko kocha. Whatever the case is, the Tanakama holds the Siyas Kapayim is a chelik of the Etzim HaMitzvah, it's ma'akib, but Rav Nosson here who learns that the Siyas Kapayim from a hekesh, it's not ma'akib, it's only a hekesh mitzvah. And by kochim also, you need shana akosu l'akib. That's it's a famous klal when it comes to kochim, shana akosu l'akib. Anyway, there's a famous Nedi Yehuda. This Nedi Yehuda is quoted by the Poskin. He holds the Siyas Kapayim ma'akib b'dayamit. The kohen is not capable of vinosei kapov, so then he can't fulfill this mitzvah of the siyas kapayim. So kohen sheyodav meratatot. That's where it's halacha lemaisa. Let's say kohen Rachmanu Lisan is older, or he has difficulty, he has some sort of arthritis, or some issue which prevents him medically from doing the siyas kapayim in the proper kind of way. He holds his pasul the duchen. This is a famous Nodi Behuda. So I want to. After all this, I came to the following maskana. I quoted 3 days in Rishonim here. Rashi, the Ramban, and the Ravid. So it seems that in the Migdash, my understanding is now is there were two different types of Bichas Kohanim. One was with the Siyas Kapayim, and one was without the Siyas Kapayim. That which had the Siyas Kapayim, when they were Olu L'duchen, which means when they were completing the Avoda, if you learn the Gemara Brachas in the first paragraph, also Mishnayis and Tamid, you see it also in Zvachim, you see it in other sugyas also this idea. After the Makad Tamid Shal Shachar, so they had exactly when they went up to the Duchim, so then there was a Nesiyas Kapayim, and that was the after the Avoda, after the Hakrovas Tamid Shal Shachar. However, there's a second kind of Bechas Kohen, Bishas Tfilas and Bazar, also Mashra from the Mishnah in Tamid here in Parakeh. Mishnah Aleph there says Ubichas Kohanim, and that Bichas Kohanim was not on the Duchen, was without the Siyas Kapayim. That's the Taisin Brachas Davyid Aleph. So I'm just simply showing you that you can have actually two different types of the Siyas Kapayim. And now I'm going back to Pshat in the Pasuk, and I want to be Medayik in the Pasuk, and I hope you'll agree with my deal. That it says here in the Pasuk, Vayisa Aaron, I'm reading the first Pasuk now. Vayisa Aaron is the other Balaam Vayibarchem. What Brach are we talking about? That's the Bichas Kohanim, with the Siyas Kapayim. Vayisa Aaron es yodav el ha'om. Nesiyas kapayim, vayivarchem. We're talking about bichas kohanim with nesiyas kapayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a part of it. Aye, what about bnei Aaron? So this was a tzivu given to Aaron HaKohen. Ramban quoted it. What about the second bracha here in Chav Gimel? Vayov Moshe Aaron el ha'om, vayitzu varches ha'om, bichas kohanim. Even if you want to say it's bichas kohanim, but without nesiyas kapayim, without priest's kapayim. That's a part of the Seder HaTfilah. Without the Siyas Kapayim, that is possibly very clearly. But it's also Bichas Kohanim. Basically, you can have, the way the Ravid says, two different types of Bichas Kohanim, one with the Siyas Kapayim, one without the Siyas Kapayim. Mamish Pshutal Shomikra. Pashu Pshat, the Pasuk, just indicates this idea. Now, when Rashi says over here that Rashi learns the second bracha is a tefillah, Yiratzon Shetisha Shrin Masi Yadechem, means that's Rashi's Mechadish. That Bichas Kohanim without the Siyas Kapayim, apparently there's no Issa about Tosef. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah discusses this question. The Gemara over there, where's that Gemara? Daf Chav Ches, in that neighborhood, I think. The Gemara asks the question over there that is a Kohen allowed to be Mosif a Bracha? to that which we have, the three brachas that mention Chumash? Of course not. That's an Isra Bal Tosef. You can't go and add any bracha. So Kohen's not allowed to add a bracha. But however, the second kind of Bichas Kohanim, which is Al Seder Al Tfilah, without the Siyas Kapayim, L'chura, you can be Mosef. So that's what Rashi says here. Yehi Ratzon, She'etish Yashrin Masi Yadechem, because there's no Isra Bal Tosef. And that's what the Gemara now is very, very awesome with Duyok in Rosh Hashanah. I don't have it in front of me, but the Gemara says over there, Minayin L'Kohen, She'oil L'Duchen, She'lot Tomar, Hov, not only Torah Rishut, L'Vach is Yisrael, the Torah gave me permission to bless Tal Yisrael, let me add a bracha Mishali, Osi bracha Mishali, Tamalam Alos Asifu. Why does the Gemara say, Minayin L'Kohen, She'oil L'Duchen? Why Dafka that Akdama? And the answer is, L'Oil L'Duchen implies what? That there's an Isra Bal Tosef. Why? Because that's Birchat Kohanim as part of the Aboda. Mashenki Birchat Kohanim b'seder atfilah non nesias kapayim. There's no Isra Bal Tosef. That's why it's all Maduyuk in the Psukim over here, based on the three Rishonim that I cited. I like this very much. I would go even further that there's a Ritva. That Ritva actually is quoted by the Bi'a Halacha. I actually Xeroxed it here somewhere. I don't know. So many pages I Xeroxed, I can't find anything anymore. But there's a Ritva. The Bi'a Halacha discusses this by Rikhus. The question is, if I don't have the Siyas Kapayim, can someone else? I told you the Torah Tmima before, that this is the rabbi who did it. What he did is he did it on his own. He did it with one hand when he blessed the Bar Mitzvah boy. I don't know, what do you do on Friday night if you bless your children? What did you do? You with both hands?
Yes, Bar Mitzvah said use both hands.
Both hands, because you're not a Kohen. What? That's what Torah Tzimim quotes. He quotes it from the name of the Gra. In Pashas Nosa, he quotes the name of the Gra, the name of the Gon, to do it with one hand, if you're not a Kain. Anyway, so, okay, but you're doing it. But there's a Ritva, quoted by the Bi'a Halacha, I think it's Ramban also, that they write that this is totally on another issue. Now, let's say, Bichas Kohanim ala Duchen, let's say I did it without the Siyas Kapayim. Let's say a guy gets up on the Duchen, a Kain, and does Bichas Kohanim without the Siyas Kapayim. Is there an Isra Bal Tosef? So that's the Shaila, because the Ritva that he says this is dependent on another machlokes. The Gemara has in Sukkah, the Gemara has a machlokes, Lulav Tzorach Eged, Lulav Ein Tzorach Eged. The Gemara Daf Yud Aleph, that's the first Gemara. We pass the halacha Lulav Ein Tzorach Eged. You don't need Eged. You know, Chabadnikim don't have any Eged. Because the Gemara said Lulav Ein Tzorach Eged. The only reason why we do it is because we say Kelim Yam Beh. We saw the Gemara Daf Yud Aleph in the base. That's the Gemara Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara also quotes the machlokes Tanoim in Sukkah. Regarding Rabbi Yehuda says lulav tzorach eged, you're not allowed to be ma'agid de lulav b'shein amino. You can't use something which is not the min to be ma'agid de lulav. You know the Lubavitchers, they have rings. I think we put rings also around rings of the lulav, three rings on the lulav itself. Besides the sandwich, whatever they call it, the kashula, they have the handle, this basket, whatever they call that thing. But the Rabbi Yehuda says you can't be ma'agid de lulav b'shein amino. You're not allowed to use something which is not the min because the isabal tosif. Well, if you hold lulav ein tzorach eged, then there's no problem. So it comes out according to the rabbanon. This about tzeis of lulav is only the rabbanon. Even if I use an eged b'shein amino, because you don't require eged. The gemara says hay l'chudikoy v'hay l'chudikoy. Each one is viewed separately, like each one is a separate, independent kind of item. So the rabbanon is akasha. Why should there be bal tzeis of abichas kohanim? We're talking about each bracha is a separate bracha. Hai l'chudakai, hai l'chudakai. There are three separate brachas that we have over here. What's the issue? Why is there a problem about Tosef, the Ramban asks? So the Ramban answered, no, because you need priest kapayim. If you do priest kapayim, then he compares it to lulav with eged. You hear that analogy?
Without the rest of the meaning.
Correct. Unbelievable. That only idea, you know, what makes the brachas into one? Priest kapayim. That's what Ramban says. Bi Halacha quotes this over here. Barichos, that the priest kapayim makes it all into one, converts it all into one unit, into one item. However, without the siyas kapayim, there's no bal tosef. So that's why Moshe Aaron over here in Chav Gimel. That's right. They can make a bracha, yiratzo shetish shechina, masi yadechem, all that. That's right. So, but if you look in Kuv Chav Ches, you'll see in Shulchan Aruch in Kuv Chav Ches that the Mishnah Berurah Bi Halacha has the Mechaber writes that you can't add. A Kohen cannot add to the three brachas that I mentioned here in Pashas Naso, namely the Yibrecha and the others, etc. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, and I read the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah that I also did Xerox in here, the Mishnah Berurah, he says the following. He said, L'chor nireh, Which one? It's actually in the Bi'alocha in Hose, but you have it here. Actually, it should be on the page. Let me find it now. Wow. Page number 8. One second. Is that the Bi'alocha? Yes, it is. Thank you. Page number 8. L'chora Nira. Yeah, no, Asoga, how long it takes me. If I had the ability to use a computer, I'd be in an easier situation. But I, for some reason, have this machsom, mental machsom. And so everything I do is I cut and paste, and then I Xerox. It takes me a long time, many hours. What?
It's not because you're afraid to be put in chayrim.
I've been in chayrim for a long time, and many other things. But the Bi'alocha says the following. Look at his lashon. L'chura nira, the dafkin gamho sofa hoisu v'pisas kapayim. Oz mikri ho sofa la mitzvah. You hear what he says? Only if there's pisas kapayim is there an issue of bal tosif. Mashenkin b'sheberach shalom nesias kapayim enze mikri ho sofa. That's not called an issue of bal tosif. V'chein yisa b'shechonor harab balatanya, v'chein imeduyok, v'chidush harashba b'sukat aflam and alof, dafka b'pisas kapayim iko bal tosif. And that's exactly what what we've been saying over here. That the Bi'alocha actually is medayik from even the Lashon HaRambam. I don't know if it's so meduyak. The Rambam Perek Yudal V'Chesfila. Maybe you want to see that also. Let me see if we can find that. It's on these pages here. The Perek Yudal V'Chesfila. Where is that? I did Xerox a lot of Rambams towards the end. Here it is. In page 21. The Rambam in Perek, that's not 21 though, it's Halacha Yudbed. So in Halacha Yudbed, that's in page 22, you'll see the Rambam. Not exactly 100% clear, but the Rambam says here, Ein HaKohen V'Hashem B'chol Mokom, you see Yudbed, Halacha Yudbed, Ein HaKohen V'Hashem B'chol Mokom L'Hosib, Bracha L'Shosh HaPsukim, Gon HaShem Elokei Abuseichem, Yosef Elechem K'chem Elo Pa'amim, V'chayotzi Ba, Lo B'Kol Ram, Lo B'Lach HaShenemar, Lo Sosifu. B'Shosh HaKol Kohen Ulo Duchin. Okay, this he just quotes that bracha that the Kohanim make before they duchen and after they duchen. Fine, but the beginning of the Rambam, the Bi'alocha is medayik from the Rambam that even b'li nesias a priest kapayim you're over about tosif. He doesn't mention priest kapayim, so that's a good deal. So even without priest kapayim, there's an issue about tosif. Says the Bi'alocha according to the Rambam. But based on what we said, lechura that according to the Rambam. The question doesn't begin. The whole shaila whether there's bal tosif b'chas kohen without the siyas kapayim doesn't begin, because only according to, as I said, some rishonim who hold that there are two types of b'chas kohen: one b'priest kapayim, one without the siyas kapayim. And even that already is called b'chas kohen. So there's no bal tosif because, as I said, each bracha lechudakai, each bracha is by itself, just like a lulav we said before. The rabbanan, you don't require eged. There's no bal tosif. But according to the Rambam, there's only one kind of Birchas Kohanim, B'Siyas Kapayim, B'Priest Kapayim. Without Siyas Kapayim, there's no Birchas Kohanim. There's no Chalos of Birchas Kohanim. The whole thing doesn't take place. So therefore, even in the Nusach of the Seder HaTfilah of Kal Hashana, the Ram eliminated, does not bring Tfilah Birchas Kohanim. Right after the Birchas Hadoi, it says Sim Shalom. So there's no deal in the Ramam to the dinner Baal Tosef, Birchas Kohanim, without the Siyas Birchas Kapayim. The reason why I'm saying all this is because of another Gemara that's also bothering me for years and years and years. The Gemara is very famous. It's also found over here. I Xeroxed it. The Gemara in Shabbos, we actually learned it many years ago in Shabbos. Let me see if it's over here. The beginning. The Gemara has a statement about Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says he never... Yes, here it is. On page number 6, it should be. Is it on 6? Yeah, 6 at the bottom of the... On Kufiyut Ches. This Gemara... Years and years ago, David, we learned this Gemara together on Shabbos morning. So this Gemara has bothered me since then. The Gemara says here, "Amar Rabbi Yossi, miyomai lo avarti al dibi chaverai." See that Gemara in Kufi Ches? I never violate the words of my chaverim. Yodei ani ba'atzmi sheni kohen. I know I'm not a kohen. Im omli chaverai alei leduchen ani ola. That sounds like pretty. Shall we say what?
There.
Yes, exactly. So, behavior that's not exactly appropriate. What in heaven's name is going on here? My chaverim tell me to go to the duchen. I know I'm not a kohen. I go up. Why not? Says Tosis directly below. Lo yodari ma isa yesh bizarro le duchen. What, he lost it? It's a Gemara in Ksuvos. Atem lo zorim.
I didn't say to make brachas kodesh. Let's just walk up there.
Okay. Imlo mishum. Look what he says. Rabbi Yunus. Look. Imlo mishum bracha levatola shel kohanim. Amra Torah levarches Yisrael. Appeal to the Gemara. Azar shenosi es kapam over beisrael say. That's a Gemara in Ksubis. Kosev baruchu atem loy zorim. Afchav dalit. Lava bavachal say asay. What's he saying over here? What's he suggesting? As a matter of fact, this halacha is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Question is, did I Xerox that? I think I did. Ramah in Simin Kuf Chav Ches. And the Magad Avraham discusses it. Look at the next page, page number 7. Turn it sideways. On top of the page. Ein nesias kapayim v'pachim b'yud v'akonim me'aminyon v'ein lezar liso kapa v'afilu l'mkonim acherim. Perk shen diksub v'zar over v'asei tezis per kol kisu l'yad ari ma'isa yesh v'zar ha'ole v'yefshim k'onim acherim shari. So this is a subject that's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches, and that's the discussion here in the Mechaber and the Ramah. So the Gdolei Achronim don't understand what the Ramah says. The Ramah says Yesh lechalek bein zar ha'ole bi'atmo bein zar she'ole em kohanim acherim. If you go up to the duchen with kohanim acherim, efshar shari, it's permissible. But according to what we said till now, there are tvei dinim in brichas kohanim: one with nesias kapayim and one without nesias kapayim. And that's exactly what our parsha is talking about. So that's the case. Even according to the rabbi, let's say he says both are with brichas kohanim. So the Torah said that Moshe Rabbeinu is only mishtatev in the second one. Why is he mishtatev in the second one? Because obviously the second one is without the siyas kapayim. The first one is very meduah. Vayisa Aaron es yadav elam vayivarchem vayir me'asas achatas vayilu vashlomim. And the second one is vayav Moshe Rabbeinu elam vayyetsu vayivarchem esam. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu is mishtatev. But the first one, which is vayisa Aaron es yadav elam vayivarchem, Moshe Rabbeinu is not mishtatev. Memeil the taste is kashy is meyushal. But the Gemara says in Ksubis, there's an Isra Asay, or Lava Bamichal Asay, and a Zar, that he should be able to do it, that's only when the Siyas Kapayim. If there's priestess Kapayim and the Siyas Kapayim, that's when the Gemara Darshan is called Zavarcha, Atemel Ozorim, and that's why the Gemara says Isra Asay. But Isra Asay, Dafka, bin Siyas Kapayim. But the Gemara here in Shabbos, the Gemara says that, I know I'm not a kohen. And if my chaverim told me I'll leduchen, I go leduchen. That is talking about within siyas kapayim. Without priest kapayim, that's what Taisa says. Lo yadari ma isur yesh bezeh lizar lalos leduchen. I like it a lot. I hope you don't mind. That's right. Correct. That's what I just mentioned. Correct. So you see that here is the yisod the chura to the words of Taisa. Moshe Rabbeinu mishtate. In the second bracha, even though it was also brichas kohanim, it's according to the rabbi, but because it was believed priest kapayim, believed it says kapayim, that was mutter to do. Even the zar could be mishtatev in that bracha. That's what you see la locha to explain this. Now, this also would explain something else as well. That's what the Ramah says here. The Ramah is mechala between the zar, holu leduchen, biatzmo, levad, or zar sheole im kohanim acherim. And that's how it's miyashiv, as I said, this tesis in. This tastes in Ksubas.
Makes sense. So the Rambam doesn't fit because the Rambam would never open the right.
I agree. Not masking. That's for sure.
So you think if you go up without the kohanim, you would hide the fact that he's not raising.
Right. I mean, I'll tell you the honest truth
if the other kohanim were raising their hands, then I would say it's all the siyas kapayim. It might be about them as well.
Might be what?
Even if he doesn't raise his hands, it creates a formality in the siyas kapayim. It's a. I would say that the
Zara
goes up when they're all raising their hands.
No problem.
Yeah, but it's a misgarret of like CS Kapayan. So like
he's not doing it. He's not doing CS Kapayan.
Isn't that
Yoy's
saying
we're
going to
break a
coin
because
it's
behind the
coin? Well, that's what you're saying.
No, he's saying it's not Vera.
Oh,
not
Vera.
Because he's
going
together.
I see.
But when everybody raised hands and he goes up with them, that's already like a
mezgeret. There's another kasha. My father was bothered by a question many years ago. Brichas kohanim. I don't know if this is such a strong question. We see that the Gemara says here that kohanim make a bracha Asher Kedushan B'Kedushas Hashal Aram Mitzivanu Levarach Hasama Yisrael B'Yava. But in general, we know that we don't make a bracha on a mitzvah shebedibur. Let's give some examples. Why do we make a bracha before we're about to bench to say Birkat HaMazon? We should make a bracha. Asher Kedushan, it's a mitzvah min HaTorah, V'achavdu V'savata V'erachta. Why don't we make a bracha on Birkat HaMazon? So some Rishonim say there are different answers. But one of the answers is because you don't make a bracha when the entire mitzvah exhausts itself in dibur. The whole mitzvah is dibur. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah which exhausts itself in dibur. Let's say on Kriyat Shema, another example. See B'tzias Mitzrayim, all the same kashas, they all ask the kasha. Hallel, correct. The Hallel is a very good, is a kasha, so why do we make a bracha on Hallel? Yesh Mizeh, they tumbled on all this. All this is the subject of a lot of tumulting. But most brachas, the most mitzvahs that are b'dibur, you don't make a bracha on them. I just gave you three examples. There are probably other examples. Hallel seems to be an exception. The question is why? Yesh b'zeh makom ladun. I want to ask Salvation for several hours on this. Why Hallel is different. But I'm saying that Chazal, when they made a bracha, the bracha has to have a maisa mitzvah. Somehow, even though there's a question with the dibur, nashak maisa, l'nashak maisa, in many different parts of Torah, but let's say a mitzvah that exhausts itself in dibur, you don't make a bracha. A mitzvah that exhausts itself in actions, where you have to do a maisa, whether let's say mikra megillah, that's what the answer to Hallel, that's what the Rav wanted to say. There's a maisa mitzvah. It's no different than Talmud Torah and mikra megillah and how he compared it. And Mashenk, and these examples that I gave you of Kriyat Shema and Sibbat Yetz Mitzrayim are different. Okay, it needs a lot more attention than I'm just giving it to. So if you take a look, so the Rav Soloveitchik quoted in the Shir, he said on this topic, there's a sefer in the Haggadah called the Maisa Nisin. It's a very famous sefer. I know you know that sefer. It's a very beautiful sefer. That sefer has in it, everyone ascribes to Rav Chaim Briska, the chilukim between Sipur, Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the mitzvah of Zichir Yitzias Mitzrayim. Rav Chaim was already preceded by the Nesivis. The Nesivis wrote a parish called Maisa Nisim in the Haggadah. The Rav said on that Haggadah, it's all Nisin. The whole Haggadah is full of Nisim. So he has a Nisim? Yeah, Nisim of Lamdus, a real Lamdanut. So there he has many of the chilukim Rav Chaim made. And also, he discussed this issue as well. Why don't you make a bracha on Tzivitzias Mitzrayim? And why don't you make a bracha on Mitzvah Shebedibur, etc., etc.? But the question is, Birchas Kohanim. Let's now, so here we have a bracha. Asher, you asked on Hallel. So let's assume that our salvation thought Hallel is a Maisa Mitzvah. Okay, Yesh Bezer Bakom Ladun. But Birchas Kohanim. Here we have a bracha. Asher Kiddushan B'Dushasa Shel Aram Mitzvah, Birchas Hamu Yisrael B'Yava. What is the nature of this bracha? The chazal, it's a mitzvah shebedibur. Why do you make a bracha lefaneo? So the answer is because prisas kapayim is an integral part of the mitzvah. It's a chelek ikari, chelek integrali shal mitzvah hazot. So once you have a prisas kapayim, which is a chelek integrali of this mitzvah, so in effect, there's a maisa mitzvah as well. And that's why, just like on tzitzit you make a bracha, and on tefillin you make a bracha, here on Birchas Kohanim you make a bracha, because of the nesias kapayim, because of prisas kapayim, that would be the mechayev bracha, that would make it into a maisa mitzvah. What?
No
Hava,
don't go up.
Okay, that's a Tanai, and a Hanami. That's a Tanai, but...
It's not just Dibur. It's not just saying it.
You're saying there's a... No, there's a Kiyum Shebelev, yeah, but all these mitzvahs have Kiyum Shebelev. Sibut Yisrael Mitzrayim has a million Kiyumim. Kriyas HaMegillah has a million Kiyumim. Okay, a million Kiyumim. The Rav had 10 Kiyumim in Kriyas HaMegillah. Kiyum of Talmud Torah, and Kiyum of Shavach Vedah, Kiyum of Amalek, and Kiyum of Hala. So many Kiyumim he has in all these... and all these mitzvahs. I'm just saying that, I'm just trying to show that Nesias Kapayim, Prisas Kapayim is an integral chelik of the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. It's Ma'akiv even B'di'evet. That's right, that's correct.
So what are you
going to
say to everybody else?
Akasha, you have to answer the other tzad. I agree, I'm asking, you like this tzad so much. But that's the issue. Kohanim asked me, you know, people in Kohanim get older, so there was a whole issue in that BMTL. I thought they should build railings going up to the Bima. For the Kohanim, who at least could, I said, Bein HaBrachot, they could at least maybe rely on that. And they said, no, it was too much money. This was the whole, I also wanted them to buy Klofim, to buy for the Kriyas HaTorah. To me, that's more important than all the Kiddushim of the world. They said, are you crazy? What am I? I'm not crazy. Not to read the HaTorah from a Klof? That's how they held it was market. You always had a cloth probably in your life. No, in the yeshiva, you certainly had a cloth. In laying after having a cloth. The Rav held his ma'akev. I remember on Tisha B'Av when I went to Boston, I used to go to Boston every Tisha B'Av many years, for a whole day of Oneg, Oneg Tisha B'Av. I don't know if you're supposed to have that kind of oneg, but I did. So after Echa, after the kinos, which ended 4 or 5 o'clock, he used to read Echa again. There's some minog, I don't know exactly. Do you have that minog? To read Echa again on the morning or the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. Many have such a minog. So they didn't have a klaf. There was no klaf in Boston, in Maimonides at that time. The Rav sent, they sent the taxi out to get a klaf from Gilas Echa. The Rav would read it without a klaf. It was so medactic on that. Anyway, so this is a famous discussion. The Bi'alocha, there's a Nadi Yehuda, what I mentioned before, Yadav Merata Tot, where a person, Kohanim get older, the hands are somewhat shaking, and now the question is, can it be Olu Leduchan? And so the Chatchila, they have to make the bracha Asher Kedishonu. You mentioned the Balatanya just now. You have to make the bracha before Pris Kapayim, before you actually do the act of Sias Kapayim, when he mentioned Shulchan Aruch Harav. But if I'm not mistaken, that the Avnezer has a long tshuva about this. The Avnezer has a tshuva, Kohen Sheyesh Bicholto Rak Yodo Achat to be Pores Kapov. And he only stretches out one hand Bishas Bichas Kohanim, Al Yotze B'di Eved, or not, with that one hand that was Pores Kapov. So that's one issue. Or let's say a Kohen only has one hand. One hand, God forbid, was amputated for medical reasons or other reasons. Can he lechatchila make a bracha b'yodo achat or not? What's the din? The Avnezer has that question that he raises. He's machria that he should, in effect, make Bichas Kohanim without the bracha lefanel. That's his achua lemaisa. He should not say the bracha before after Sheker Rishon, but the Shasa Shel Aaron, but see one of the bracha Samu Yisrael B'Yavah. I was always mistopic with this achra of the Avnei Nezer. I don't fully understand this.
Basically saying no.
Right.
Say no, but you're saying okay.
I mean, it's almost like saying that without Nisias Kapayim, it's like a Chatzi Mitzvah. I'm not sure how to describe it. What is it? Correct. That's Pasha. That's the simple pshat in the Avnei Nezer. No, what David said is correct. There's a suffix. So the bracha, suffix bracha is okay. But the ma'isa mitzvah, of course you do. What's the problem?
Oh, you say that you're making the bracha because there's a ma'isa Jesus Kapayim.
Right. Correct.
Here
there's not. That's what he's saying. Correct. 100%. So that's why there's no. That's why you would do the actual words, the bracha itself, without actually making a bracha. Someone was tumulting with me on the issue of. This issue of Chatzi Shir, that's why I quoted you this Torah Tamima and Bamidbar over there, that he quotes the Vilna Gaon, apparently when someone got married, a Murray Tzedek in Vilna got married, that's what the Torah Tamima is talking about. This Torah Tamima is found twice. It's found in his autobiography that I used to read in the Brooklyn Public Library when I worked there in high school. I worked in Brooklyn Public Library in near Grand Army Plaza, near Chabad. So we had enough work to do for Monday and Tuesday to classify library books. That's what I did in the summer. And after Tuesday, we finished. And then they told us we have to remain in the library and we can do whatever we want. As long as we, at the end of the day, 5, 6 o'clock, that's when we had to sign out. So I remained there the whole day. For 4 summers, I did it. I found that downstairs in the sub-basement, they have a Judaica collection, which is absolutely marvelous. And I spent the entire 4 years basically with that collection of items. And there I discovered the Torah Tamima Makor Baruch. His autobiography, which took me 4 years to read, 5,000 pages, and it took me many years to read. So then he also quotes this Ha'ara, the same Ha'ara he has over there in Parshas Naso with the Vilna Gaon. Apparently, when this Murray Tzedek, I think his name was Lando, when he actually became, when the B'Shas Hupaso, so the Gaon put one of his hands on Rosh HaChasim B'Shas HaBracha, and he asked, Chasim asked the Gaon, why only one hand? So that's what the Gaon answered, because the bracha shtei yadayim is only bebichas kohanim. Only if you have bichas kohanim, you have shtei yadayim. Otherwise, it's only one hand. So that's what he quotes in the Kor Baruch, this story, and also in the in his parish in Bamidbar, he has it. Okay. Anyway, you see that b'nesias yado achas lo yotza kohen dechavasa. Apparently, you're not yotze the chiyuv if you have the Avnezer shayla. So you're not yotze if you have one hand involved in this.
It's a
possible. Mean Atem Elozarim.
No,
it says Vayisa Aaron Ekecho. No, the pasuk says here, Vayisa Aaron Es Yodov.
Yodov,
Siv. Right, there's a Kriyan Siv.
Right,
Beseda. Okay, good. Okay, I wanted to also, while I was at it, discuss a few other matters also related to Birchas Kohanim. Now here, on these psukim that we just read, we saw not just here, but we saw actually the Mishnah has three chilukim. The Mishnah over here in Sota has three chilukim between the bracha and the Beis Hamikdash, as opposed to the bracha outside the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, we have the Shema Meforash, and obviously here we have the Kinui, the Gemara on the top of the next daf. And the Gemara here has psukim, it's also Sifrei. So obviously the Birchat Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash is very unique. And also, someone asked me whether Birchas Kohanim outside of the Beis Hamikdash is a din daraisa. Is it only daraisa in the Beis Hamikdash? Or what about chutz Beis Hamikdash? So I saw in, I think we assumed the other pasha that Birchas Kohanim today is daraisa. I don't see any reason, I'm talking about outside of the Mikdash. In chutz Mikdash, I think we assume the other pasha is a din daraisa. That's right, special drasha, correct. But the issue is there a difference in the nature of Birchas Kohanim outside the Beis Hamikdash?
It wouldn't be the mirror if there was any drabbanon outside.
Okay, good, good, very good. But what's also, someone asked me that Lechura, the laws of Birchas Kohanim, he felt, what's it doing in this Masechta, which is essentially adjacent to the Bracha de Klal of Har Grizim and Har Evel? He thought that it belongs really in Masechet Brachas. This discussion of the Birchas Kohanim.
So Kol Olam is as we started.
What was that?
The sugya started with Kol Olam. So that's how...
No, the Rambam calls it, look at the Lashon Rambam. The Rambam here, both in Sefer HaMitzvos, and the Rambam here says, Hilchot Tfilah Unisiyat Kapayim. What's that combo? What's the nature of this hybrid? Hilchot Tfilah Unisiyat Kapayim that the Rambam has over here.
The Rambam only has one, so he's not good. He's not the right person.
What does that mean?
He only has one mitzvah.
One mitzvah.
So I'll say that. You want to have a distinction between the
okay.
Mitzvah and the tefillah, so we can't put else.
I think there's another maskana to come to, b'mchila. I hear what you're saying, good. And that is the very nature of Birchat Kohanim that has to be examined. So first, one of the dinim that Gemara has over here, and Daf Mechesir in Saita, is the din that has to be by midah. Because that we see, the Gemara has, the avod in general is done by midah. So Birchas Kohanim, which is part of the Avodah, is also done by Midah. Secondly, the Gemara has another issue of Kohen who's a Shikar. Can a Shikar do Birchas Kohanim? So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Tainis here, and Daf Chavav Chazayin, actually has Zirik said as well. The Gemara has, why is there a juxtaposition between Loman Ispicha, Pashas Kahuna to Pashas Nazir? Just like a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so too, a Kohen is not allowed to drink wine. A Kohen gives a bracha to the Klal. So the Gemara has a whole bunch of analogies, and the Gemara rejects this comparison. There's a chiluk. Whatever the case is, the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, this is also, this Rambam you have here also in Perek Tesvav. The Rambam says, let's say a Kohen, who God forbid is Eved Abed Azara, he's guilty of idolatry, or he's a Rotzeach, he's a murderer, or he consumed revias of wine. So also, he's disqualified from doing Birchas Kohanim. There's a shaila about a mumar, someone who's an apostate Kohen, or someone who is a balmum, can he say Birchas Kohanim? The question is there automatically a total comparison between the Avoda and Birchas Kohanim? Or is the nature of that comparison somewhat somewhat truncated? It's not a total, absolute comparison between the two. We don't necessarily, and the Achronim talk a lot about it. For example, we pass an halacha, That's a taz. Mishnah Berurah quotes the halacha in Kuf Chaf Ches. Namely, let's say you see a coin. The Mishnah Megillah has all these blemishes, all these mumim that pass the coin. But let's say we know the coin. We know we see him every day. We know his mumim. You can do it. That's clear halacha. And there's a comparison between the avodah and Mishamikdash Mechas Kohen. And we see the comparison is not a completely of an absolute nature. Yesh Malkam Lachale between the analogy. I mean, he writes the taz. What? No, of course not in Migdash. Because he said the following. He said that, Eina Chanami, whether, let's say, Kohen is Shikar, all these are, would be problems in Beis HaMikdash. But not anything having to do with his physical appearance doesn't disqualify him for Birchas Kohanim outside the Beis HaMikdash. Where did he get such an idea from? Who told him that? That because it's related to his physicality, physical appearance, that doesn't...
No,
Okay, those are svaris. I give you another kasha. Orel. Can an Orel do Birchas Kohanim? So, in the Beis HaMikdash, an Orel cannot do the Aveda. Call Orel, Yechal Bo, Psukim Chumish, and the Orel can't do the Aveda. What about Birchas Kohanim? Can an Orel go ahead? So again, the Bagad Avraham Paskins, he can do it. Even Orels. You see that this so-called analogy is fraught with, riddled with all kinds of holes. Okay, you have to be mechalek, but I'm just saying that here the Mishnah has all the technical differences between Birchas Kohanim inside and outside the Beis HaMikdash, but it could be that there's a fundamental distinction. That's perhaps what you're suggesting, Dr. Mezenkis. In the Beis HaMikdash, Birchas Kohanim is an integral part of the Avodah, ain't shum suffik. Here, outside, it's integrated into the mitzvah of tefillah. That's okay. Despite, I mean, I'm just explaining what you said. Okay, that there's only one mitzvah. So here, Hilchos Tefillah and Siyas Kapayim, there's a hybrid. There's really a combination of these two that come together. Because again, I think most Rishonim and most Achronim assume that the mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim applies equally inside and outside the Beis HaMikdash. But you suggest that obviously the Birchas Kohanim outside the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have a shame of a Farish. Maybe only the Rabbanan. I mean, and again, we don't assume that. We assume that, for example, Tefillah, how's it possible? Birchas Kohanim, Daraisa. And Birchas Kohanim, which is the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and Tefillah, according to Moshe Shonim, is a Din Rabbanan. Isn't that a bit of a, more than an irony, that you have such a phenomenon? Then Tzivu talks about this. And the Keren Ayra, what? Okay, the Rabbanan Shittas, I'm saying that, but I'm just saying to you that, again, the character of Birchas Kohanim as inside the Beis HaMikdash relates to the Aboda of the Beis HaMikdash. Mashaking the character of Birchas Kohanim outside the Beis HaMikdash could still be Daraisa, but it's more to Tefillah, and that is exactly, as I said, what I mentioned to you earlier for the Mishnah Tamid, and the Netziv actually says this, and the Tyson Brachas Daf Yud Aleph points this out as well, that there's a distinction that the Birchas Kohanim is inside twice in the Beis HaMikdash, once as a part of the Aboda, and once, the second time, is part of the Tefillos, the Mishnah Tavim and Parakei, you see that the two aspects, two different, actually, genre of Birchas Kohanim. So that, that's the case. So then, the Gemara in Saita here is talking about Birchas Kohanim and Beis HaMikdash. That's why there's an analogy between the Avoda and Birchas Kohanim. The Gemara in Tainis is talking Birchas Kohanim as part of Tefillah. And that's why the Gemara rejects that comparison, the analogy between the Mikdash and outside the Mikdash is rejected. Let me just mention the issue of Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah is a very famous issue. I remember all came out my entire life that even in Chutzlars when I lived there, the Rabbanim were pretty makbid to make sure that they finished, that they did Birchas Kohanim before Shkia. Birchas Kohanim has to be by Yom. So now that's a problem. Rav Soloveitchik said that when he came to Boston, the first year he was there, so that was the practice in Europe, in Chasavitz. The practice was to say Birchas Kohanim, of course, by Yom before Shkia. What would they do between, they would daven regularly, what would they do between Shkia and Tzeisa Kachavim, which in Chutzar is going to Amesha, is, I don't know, there's a Cheshbainis, 50 minutes, 55 minutes, they would say Tillim. He comes to Boston, they finish Ne'ilah, there are 55 minutes left to Tzeis, and people go into their cars, and goodbye. The Rav was horrified. He said he was horror-stricken. He couldn't believe it. Then he realized that Boston is not Chasavich. That was the Maskana he came to. That Boston is not Europe. It's not Chasavich. So now, the question is, what do we do? And this is a subject of a discussion in Yerushalmi, in Tainus, a famous Yerushalmi, whether this halacha, that Tfilas Ne'ilah, can it continue into the night? So here's what I've done all the years. I've not changed my position. Mr. Brewer makes a suggestion. A lot of people don't like it. I once davened when I left the shul on the other side, the MTL. So I davened once in the yeshiva with Hagoyin Adav Miller, and I davened the Ilah for the Amid as the Shiach Tzibur. And he instructed me that no, we're not gonna do what you do, namely turn the slichas upside down, which is what I've done for decades. Even in Chutzaretz I did it. That's not, I haven't changed my position. The same Mishnah Berurah existed 50 years ago, same Mishnah Berurah now. He said, no, we'll see Avinu Malkeinu for 5 minutes. Wow. So I didn't think that's the correct approach, and he's the Rosh Kollel, and I was among the Roshiva of the Torah Shraga, so I'm not kovea there what they do. So that's what they did. But I'm simply trying to point out, the Rishonim have a machlokes. Can you say Birchas Kohanim after dark? Once it gets after, I'm talking about after Shkia, you say Birchas Kohanim. This Agos Maimonios, he claims that you have to say Birchas Kohanim. He said, first of all, Tfilas Ne'ilah has to be finished by day. How does he know that? Birchas Kohanim. It's at the end of davening, so clearly the tefillah of Ne'ilah has to be also during the day. There's a machlok is what Ne'ilah is. The Gemara, machlok is Yerushalmi, 2 days, quoted by the Mishabruah, quoted by Abiyah Alocha. Means he claims, Agos Ma'amelius, the proper way to say Tilas Ne'ilah and Bichazkon while it's still day. However, the Magen Avraham quotes the Maril. I believe the Maril is the source of all the Minhagi Ashkenaz. Kemad Rov Minhagi Ashkenaz come from the Maril. So they say, you'll have to say Bichazkon after nightfall, and I think the Shulchan Aruch passes till the stars come out. Till Tzeisa Kachav, you can actually say Tfilas Ne'ilah. Others actually are lenient, even about an hour and a half after Shkia. And Eretz Yisrael will be here not an hour and a half, maybe 13 and a half minutes after Shkia. Rav Avadya has a famous psak where he said, Behefsek Tara, you can wait up to 8 minutes after Shkia. Rabbi Nevin still told me, Kishgaga Hayotzeit Nathan Shalit. Here you have maybe a minute or two, the Hefsek Tara, you have to do it before Shkia Sachama. And the Ramah says the meaning is not to do Tfilas Ne'ilah after dark. Achronu explained, because you can't say Bichas Kohanim. And since the minog in Eretz Yisrael to say Bichas Kohanim at Ne'ilah, that's a very strong minog, and then say Avinu Malkeinu to the end of the... But again, it seems to me that this question is connected to the same issue that I've been talking about. Namely, is Bichas Kohanim Dafka Chelek of the Avoda, or is it independent mitzvah related to Tfilah? This seems to be, as I said, the question, Bizman HaMikdash, Shalom Bizman HaMikdash, and again, the Dagos Mamanir says Beferish. He says that since it's part of the Avoda, Vein Avoda Balayla. So obviously that's the reason why we can't go ahead and you can't do it at nighttime. Okay, so this is the subject. If you're interested, Soloveitchik said a whole shiur on this. It's published in Shiurim Lezecha V'Meiri. It is Kedai. I was going to discuss that shiur now, but I don't think I'm going to do that. That would be Mamad Sa'ab Balichayim. But that's an unbelievable shiur. It has an unbelievable chidushim regarding this matter. Okay, I just wanted to give you a little, some of the contours of Bichas Kohanim, Baruch Hashem. Waiting.
Mr. Brewer.
What's his problem?
Mark is the following.
It's wrong.
Because you have to say Ashikar.
What is that for? It's the two stars of Kori Dev.
Okay, so there's
a mark for the Shabbat.
You're right. There's no marker for it. The marker is because I asked Rabbi Pam 55, 60 years ago.
And that's because the Kaddish.
That's right.
Why is there a car for the Kaddish?
That's a good catch. That's a look, I'm sure they bring the
Kaddish. Why is not mentioned the Gemara?
It's not mentioned the Gemara.
Say that Rav Moshe Feinstein, you would say Yeshakar to the Kohanim on Rosh Hashanah. It's not an issue of the Hefsek. I think they say that Rav Moshe Feinstein would say Yeshakar on Rosh Hashanah after Duchanin, even though it was before the end of the Mea Kolos. So it wasn't even considered. It's part of Chelek HaTefillah to say Yeshakar.
You have to show it to me in print from a reliable source.